Well, you had to get up early this morning for the new Apple announcements.
I did. So they made a few announcements overnight. We've got the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max got announced as well. Basically, the same design as last year, but the internals are different. Upgraded chip. They've got a 120 hertz display, which means everything is smooth and quick over the screen. Vastly improved camera on there as well. Let's say 92% extra light. Remember, you're buying a camera that makes phone calls, people. It really is a top-end camera. Smaller notch on there, better battery life. Storage starts at 128 gig, goes all the way up to 1 terabyte now. Pricing starts at $1,699 for the Pro, $1,849 for the Pro Max. They announced the iPhone 13 and 13 Mini as well. They're their mainstream phones as well. If you don't need the best camera, but you want a really good camera, this is the phone for you. Better wide-angle lens, improved battery life as well. Pricing starts at $1,199 to $1,349. They announced a new iPad, just the basic, plain, run-of-the-mill iPad on there as well. Double the storage to 128 gig, which is really good news for the same price, $499. That's the starting price for that.
Right.
The big announcement turned out to be the iPad Mini on there, which so many people have been waiting for. It really is a pro device now. It's like an iPad Air Mini as well. Edge-to-edge design on there as well. USB-C port, top-mounted Touch ID with the same small 8.3-inch display. Starts at $749, so it's gone up in price because of all the pro design on there as well.
Right.
Apple Watch Series 7 will come out later this year with some big changes, bigger screen on the front, improved durability, no pricing on it for us as well. Orders for the iPhone start this Friday night at 10 p.m. at night. If you want to log on or contact your telco, release date will be Friday, the 24th of September, as I said last week and predicted.
Right.
And iOS 15 will be released on the 20th of September, which is a new operating system for iPhones and iPads. How did I go? I filtered that out, didn't I?
Well, you've answered everything I was going to ask you. I was particularly interested in the Apple Watch. I think eventually I'm going to have to get one. You know,
If you've got an iPhone, pairs very, very well with the iPhone. It really is about health things on there as well.
Right. Well, let's stay on Apple. So Apple have, you tell the story.
So a lot of people will get little mounts they put on the front of their motorbikes, as I've got on there as well, and they put their iPhone on the front of the motorbike so they can, you know, they've got maps on there so they can show where they're going. They don't put it in their pocket. But now Apple have said, don't put your phone on the front of the motorbike as well, because the vibrations on there can actually impact the iPhone camera. And that's got to do with the optical image stabilization, because on the new phones, if you're taking a video or something, it smooths it all out for you. You can actually break the optical image stabilization on there as well, so your photos won't look as good as they were if you strap it to the front of your bike.
Right.
So they're saying, don't do it.
Yeah, well, when you sent me the email regarding this, I'm thinking, you know, idiots trying to talk on the phone while they're riding a motorcycle. But it's more about like dash cam footage, isn't it? That's what they're using it for.
It really is about footage, and, you know, as you're riding along, you know, and I've got a mount on the front of my motorbike. Didn't know I had a motorbike, did you, Darren?
No, I didn't. Well, you learn something every day. What sort of bike have you got, by the way?
I've got a 1996 Suzuki Bandit 600.
Whoa. Nice, my friend. I'm impressed.
There you go. Thank you. So, you don't strap it to the front so you know where you're going. You've got to put your phone in your pocket or get some cheap thing to use, really, as a GPS, which sits on the front.
Yeah, motorcycles and helmets. It reminds me of that movie, The Castle, where the bloke says, it's a built-in brake light for a motorcycle helmet.
Yes.
It's like, yes, we laughed, but what a great idea. You know, ahead of his time, Dale Kerrigan.
Yes, exactly right.
All right.
Tell him he's dreaming.
I think it's a great idea. Yep. Right, let's go to Facebook. Now, new rules for comments under posts.
Yes. The Australian High Court has actually ruled that Facebook users, that's you, Darren, me, and everybody out there, are responsible for the content of complete strangers who post defamatory comments on their posts. I think this is a strange decision. So that they found that by creating a public Facebook page, which, you know, the 7AD you've got, and, you know, and you post content, you facilitated, encouraged, and thereby assisted the publication of comments from third-party Facebook users, and you're therefore the publisher of those comments.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody can go and put a defamatory comment on there, and it's not their responsibility. Now, it's your responsibility. I think this is one of the dumbest things I've heard in a long time, because really, everybody should be held accountable for their own actions online.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
that's simple.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, what can, say, for instance, businesses do about it? I mean, apart from just blocking those, but if they've already posted something, like if they're a new poster to a, to a site, and they make offensive or, you know, inflammatory comments that are untrue, whatever, unless the business actually already knows about that person, those comments are going to go up because Facebook won't be able to block them because they're a new user, right?
That's exactly right. So they're going to have to monitor, you know, if you're worried about it, you're going to have to monitor your comments. It's probably going to be somebody's going to have to really be over this to make sure that things aren't posted that could land you in court now. It's a, to me, it's a strange, strange decision, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about this down the track.
Righto. Brilliant, mate. Thanks for that. And details on all that Apple gear is online on your website?
It'll be up there probably by the end of the day.
All right. It's talktech.com.au. All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.